This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The Democratic Party wants to keep the Green Party off the presidential ballot in Wisconsin. Its complaint alleges the Greens don't have anyone eligible under state law. The National Green Party is nominating Jill Stein today. She got 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican state lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates after a counselor was killed in June. Black business owners in Milwaukee have a digital resource to set up and grow their ventures. It's called MKE Boss. Pam Bell is a business lender. She admits financial services can be hard for new entrepreneurs to navigate.
How do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
August is National Black Business Month. Football fans who'd rather camp than stay at a hotel will have an option when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. The EAA is opening its campground in Oshkosh. People can start making reservations today. They require a three-night minimum stay at $175 a night. The NFL draft is April 19th through the 29th at Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. As the Wisconsin hunting season soon approaches, the Wausau Fire Department wants to remind our community that their technical rescue teams are trained and prepared for all types of rescues, including those involving hunters and tree stands. With 6,000 deer hunters expected to participate and 4 out of 5 using tree stands, they said that they are ready for any emergency, no matter how difficult or remote. Tree stand safety has been a part of Wisconsin's hunter safety courses for years and became mandatory in 2015. For your safety, consider taking the free online tree stand safety course offered by the Tree Stand Manufacturers Association. And it's time to apply for the special firearm deer hunt held at Sand Hill Wildlife Area. You have until September 20th to submit your application to the Wisconsin DNR. It's open to licensed hunters and restricted to firearms with a rifle or shotgun. The two-day hunt will take place on November 2nd and 3rd. Head to the Sand Hill Outdoor Skills Center webpage to apply now. During the month of August, college communities will see students and families preparing for the upcoming school year. Many students will be moving in or out of rental properties and should know what to do to protect themselves during the transition. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protections, the DATCP, Michelle Rayen, recommends doing your research.
You want to be sure that you are doing all you can to be sure you're dealing with someone who's going to be able to follow up with any concerns that you have. So never sign blank documents. You can learn more on movers from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and they have great documents to prepare you for moving at protectyourmove.gov.
To know more about the rights and responsibilities under a rental agreement, the DATCP has free online landlord-tenant resources at landlordtenant.wy.gov. Election officials say voter turnout for Tuesday's partisan primary was the highest across the state in 60 years. Unofficial results show that over 26% of Wisconsin's voting age population casted their ballot in Tuesday's election, with a number of competitive primary races and 2 constitutional amendments on the ballot. The constitutional amendments were the only statewide issues proposed, and just over 1.2 million residents voted on the eventually rejected proposals. And Bikers for Boobies fundraiser returns to Central Wisconsin. Tomorrow, bikes start at the Mill Yard in Wausau. Registration is at 9 a.m. and riders will go to several stops, ending at Jack's Daybreak Bar and Grill. There are a number of raffle prizes, including a Packers football signed by Jordan Love. All proceeds go to the Aspirus Health Foundation Breast Health Assistance Fund. And if you're planning to head out of town for the weekend, gas prices range from $3.21 to $3.39. Oshkosh is getting ready for the 2025 NFL Draft.
Many people that come for the draft are from bigger cities where a 40-minute drive is nothing.
The draft comes to Green Bay in April. And Wisconsin's longest-running Blues Fest is returning to Wausau this weekend for a unique experience. The Big Bull Falls Blues Fest at Fern Island has been going on for more than 30 years, bringing people here from across the country. There will be 9 musical acts performing Friday and Saturday with 7 different food vendors. As for the wet weather, they have you covered, literally, with many tents set up to help keep everyone dry as possible. Organizers suggest to also bring a poncho or umbrella and to wear gym shoes or rain boots. Gates open at 4 p.m. today and tickets start at $60 for both nights. Tonight, you'll be able to hear artists like Howard Lutke, Reverend Raven, and Lamont Cranston. Fern Island is located at 500 River Drive in Wausau. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Reese Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second and really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. So, you feed off each other when you're doing that. And I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have. We got a lot of guys that can go out there and make plays, be in different positions, move all across the field. So I think it's great. I mean, we'll mix those guys up. You know, if one guy gets tired, another guy gets going. So we just have, you know, fresh guys out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number 3 for me is A Quiet Place Day 1, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day 1 more than either of the first 2 Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. Our high in the low 70s. Tonight will drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.